Welcome to Programming in Tongue, a podcast of the Universal Translator Assistant Project. And welcome. It's your good fortune, or misfortune, to find yourself listening to Programming in Tongues, a podcast where we take computers and alien languages and mix them together and see what happens. Today's podcast, I want to look at a couple things involved in making a language. I'm calling this Paging Mr. Webster because I'm thinking about how do you build a dictionary? What do you do when you want to build a language? You'll see if you look at some of the work I've done for the Universal Translator Assistant Project and with the Klingon language version that I may not be real long on grammar. I'm a lot more interested in vocabulary and building dictionary lists. That's why if you go to the Universal Translator Assistant Project and look at some of the older software archives, you'll find one tool that I made called Lexter. Thinking of lexicon, I called it Lexter, which was a tool that I intended to be used in building dictionaries. You'll see a picture of it on the show notes. It's a Visual Basic 3 program that I wrote. It had three windows, alien word, a search box where you would look for terms in the dictionary, and a definition. The idea was that you could write down a word of your own choosing or something that you were cataloging, and then put a definition. And on the left-hand side, you'll see a set of types. Anyone who knows the Klingon language will see that I clearly borrowed this set of types from Klingon. Noun, verb, pronoun, adverb, number, conjunctions, exclamation, question, word, and other. This is a little bit actually better defined than it is in Klingon whole, but this is a list that I used. And I actually found that this was a little more cumbersome. I did populate my own copy of the program with the full Klingon dictionary and used it a little bit. But I found eventually that other tools that I had, Darman Spears, Pojui, his program for translating, actually it was a dictionary and parsing program, worked better. And I wrote some of my own, one of which is a Java program you can find on the website. But the issue is, how do you collect these words? And the flip side is, how do you create them? Now, creating the list itself can come from different sources. If you look in some science fiction books that rely on languages, you'll find that the authors have thoughtfully put a glossary in the back. They don't want to depend too much on your having to figure everything out. And it also sort of makes it seem a little more real to find out glossary in the back of the book. Some Star Trek books by Diane Duane use her version of a Romulan language. And in the book The Romulan Way, there's a picture of it on the show notes, she actually included the glossary in the back. Keith R. A. DeCandido, who has written a number of Star Trek books, has started including a Klingon vocabulary. Now, this is a little different than Diane Duane because she actually is creating the language, whereas Keith is using the language as he finds it in the canonical Klingon text. But he has been including in several of his Klingon stories a full glossary of the words that he used so that you don't have to rely on your own memory or your own Klingon resources he gives in the book. Now, Diane Duane created her Romulan language using a computer. And in fact, if you follow the link on the show notes, you can find the description that she gives of how she set about creating this language, partly out of her own, what she implies is laziness. She decided to write a basic program that could create lists according to a morphology that she defined. She actually used it to just create reams of text and then just went through it and picked words that she wanted to use for the vocabulary that she was creating. Now, again, if you look on the show notes, under the link to Diane Duane's page, you'll see an online message from Romulus. And if you click on that link, you'll be taken to a different page and you'll see a block of text in Rihansu, what Romulan is called, according to Diane Duane. That page, if you refresh, will change because it's just generating a random block of text, creating random words using the algorithm that Diane DeWayne created. Now, I want to look a little bit more at algorithms, but first take a break and listen to a podcast from, or a podcast promo. Not really, it's actually, I'm going to correct myself, it is a public service announcement from Rev Tim. Rev Tim is one of the Godcast Network I played the podcast for last week. But this was a PSA that he put together reflecting on the current emergency with Katrina.
Incoming subspace signal.
Rev Tim. Podcast.
Hi, this is Rev Tim from RevTim.com, member of the Godcast Network. Many people are making requests to those with any means possible to contribute to Hurricane Katrina's victims. Truly, this is a tremendous catastrophe, the likes of which we will be learning for months to come. In Matthew 9:36, it says, "When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd." We all know that there will be time for anger and analysis, but now is the time for help and for our prayers. Later on, there will be time for addressing the leadership issues and procedures. What the overwhelmed people need at this moment is hope, not division. They need comfort, not more distress. So please focus on being united in helping the families left so devastated by this tragedy that, frankly, most of us escaped. We are asking for you to pray for your prayers. We are asking for compassion and for thoughtful understanding to all of the hurting during this time of great pain. And most of all, let us bring hope to the hopeless and to provide strength in the time of enormous hardship. This is Rev Tim on behalf of the Godcast Network. And if you would like to find easy links to the Red Cross, Convoy of Hope, or Samaritan's Purse, go to RevTim.com and click on the show notes page. Thank you, and may God bless.
So you want to make your own language. The first thing you need is words. Where are you going to make those words and how are you going to create them? Well, last link in the show notes is to something called UTA Lite, L-I-T-E. And UTA Lite runs in JavaScript, so I appreciate people being properly paranoid about using JavaScript, so you'll have to enable it, or you'll just have to listen to me describe what I did in this program. UTA Lite was one of my early Universal Translator Assistant programs. It is a JavaScript program, runs in a web page. You can download the HTML and you can run it offline. You don't need to be connected to any website to run this program. It has three vocabularies. It has a Vulcan, a Romulan, and of course the default Klingon vocabulary. You will see, if you go to that web page, a phrase box. It actually has the beginning of the 23rd Psalm, "Yahweh is my shepherd, I shall lack nothing." There is a Klingon word behind each of those. If you translate the phrase, the program will replace each word with the Klingon paired word. And if you click translate phrase again, it will reverse it. There's a translation window that will collect the output of this text. Now you could use this to create your own language. On the buttons below, you'll see that you can show Galactic Vocabulary. It will show you all the Klingon words, or Vulcan, or Romulan, depending on which vocabulary you choose to load the program with. If you click Show English Vocabulary, it will show you a list of the English words that it has paired to the alien language. Now, you can use this kind of like magnetic poetry to pick out words from the English vocabulary, put them in the phrase, and click the translate, and then you'll see the translation in the window for that. If you go a little bit farther down the page, you'll see that I explain how you can use this to create your own words. Now, I simplified the morphology technique that was used by Dan DeWayne, and basically I set up some rules. You can create a word template, and you say if it's CVC, consonant, vowel, consonant, or consonant, consonant, vowel, vowel, consonant, you can set up a template for a basic word. You can also have optional word letters in that so that you can say 50% of the time there'll be a consonant or 50% of the time there'll be a vowel here. So basically you can create random words. There's a box for what letters you consider vowels and what letters you consider consonants. I have to note here that this is obviously very English or Roman language, Roman alphabet centric, and that's what I'm working with here, and I'd be very happy to see someone else extend the alphabet that could be used here. And if you have a program that you'd like me to show or to talk about how you manipulate alien languages, I'd love to have it on the podcast. Anyway, if you follow the rules there, if you follow the instructions, you'll see that you can create a new word according to what rules you have. When you click the vocabularies that I have set up, Klingon, Vulcan, Romulan, my best guess at a set of rules to create words from that language will be loaded into there, and then you can modify it. You can step through the words that are known in the current vocabulary. You can say show a word, and there's an index number there, and you can step through the vocabulary. You can also just create a rule set and say replace the language and the galactic vocabulary that has been loaded for Klingon, for example, will be replaced by your new set of words. You can play with this and create any language you want. Invite you to give it a try and see how that works. I'll go on a little bit more in another podcast about how I used some similar techniques to try to create a Bajoran language based on the very, very sketchy and minimal details we got out of Star Trek Deep Space Nine. But with that, I will thank you for listening and hope to look forward to you coming back for another visit in the future. Thanks for listening.